Here they come. They're right past. They're right past. It's time for excitement and adventure in the modern West with Bobby Benson and the B-5B Riders. And out in front, Riders told Jalapeno Amigo, the cowboy kid himself, Bobby Benson. Today's very unusual adventure, The Ghost Rider. And here to tell you about today's adventure is that voluble purveyor of extravagant anecdotes, that travesty of truthfulness, the one and only, Windy Whale.
Well, thank you, Mr. Announcer. Folks, the reason I have to tell you about today's adventure is that, well, I'm the only one that knows the whole story. Not even little Boss or Tex or any of the other fellers know about it. But I just got to tell somebody. Well, Riders, it all started out one day about a week ago when a feller by the name of J. Parsifal Butterball landed down in the Big Bend. And that's where my trouble began. You see, this Butterball is the editor on one of them big Eastern papers, so right away when he got here, all the local reporters went to see him to get his opinion.
That's right, gentlemen. You asked my opinion, and I'm giving it to you. I say the modern West is nothing but a fraud. Oh, perhaps the old days of the West had something, but in my opinion, the men of the modern West are nothing but a bunch of bow-legged buffoons. Yes, gentlemen, I say the modern West is nothing but a fraud, and you may quote me.
Now, can you imagine that, Riders? A feller saying a thing like that about the West when there's all us red-blooded, two-gun feuding, fighting he-men out here? Well, naturally, as soon as I read what he said in the local paper, it just got my dander up something fierce. So I just took me a while to think out a good plan, and then right off I went in to see the foreman of the B-Bar-B, Tex Mason. Yes, sir, and Riders, within just a few minutes.
Hey, Windy, what happened to you?
Tex wrote me out.
Well, you can't blame him, Windy, with this idea of yours. For us to pretend to be outlaws and attack him so that you can then make like a hero and rescue him.
Irish, I think it's a good scheme.
Well, I say it's plain downright foolishness.
And what did Tex say, Windy?
He said it was plain downright foolishness. But, fellas...
Windy, you might just as well forget it. You've talked us into a lot of crazy schemes in the past. But this is one time it just isn't going to work.
Well, all right, then. I'll go into town and find somebody that will help me. But doggone it, before I'm done, I'll teach that varmint that us men of the West ain't to be fooled with. Well, about a half hour later, I was in town looking over the fellers lounging in front of the general store and trying to decide who I'd ask to help me. But then I see them. Yes, sirree, I seen these two fellers off to one side, and before I even approached them, I knowed they was real sons of the West.
Me, what I'd give to be back in Flatbush.
Shut up, Brooklyn. All you do is gripe.
I got reason to gripe. I was a happy, peaceful pickpocket back home till you shut up with your big talk about the money to be made in the West.
I will, so. But I ain't figured out a good angle yet.
Angle schmangle. What do you expect, Jackie? You think some dumb jerk is going to walk up this and offer a plan for a robbery or...
Howdy, fellas.
Speak of the devil.
Huh? Never mind my partner. Tell me, what can I do for you, sucker?
Sucker? You must have mistook me for somebody else. My name's Wales. Walter Wellington Wales, third executive acting foreman for the B-Bar-B.
Would you toss that my way again?
Toss what?
Never mind. A little short, light, and gruesome. What is it you want?
Well, fellas, I want your help.
In what?
In a crusade to uphold the fair name of the West. You see, I could tell just by looking at you fellas that you're real sons of the West.
I'm from Brooklyn.
Brooklyn?
Yeah, Brooklyn, Texas. It's just a little north of San Antonio.
Oh, well, fellas, you're going to find this hard to believe, but there's a varmint in our midst who's had the nerve to slander the fair name of the West.
You don't say.
Yeah, I just did. And I say it's up to us to teach him a lesson.
How?
Well, I got it all figured out. You see, if you two will make out like you're a couple of low-down crooks...
Hey, now, wait.
Well, I know you don't look like crooks, but then he'll never know the difference.
You really think we can pass as crooks?
Sure. You just leave it to me. I'll teach you how to act tough. But anyhow, what I want is for you two to pretend to be a couple of crooks and that are after him, see? And then I'll make like a hero and rescue him.
You a hero?
Why, sure. I'm a natural for the part, don't you think? Or don't you?
Becker, do you think this guy's for real?
I don't know, Brooklyn. I just don't know.
What was that?
Look, cowboy.
My friends call me Windy. I never could figure out why.
Well, Windy, if we were crooks, which we're not, of course, why should we go after this fella?
Well, heck, this fella, his name's Butterball, by the way. He's a rich man. Got more money than the flea has dogs.
Well, that's really loaded, huh?
Well, I hear that even the rings in his bathtub are set with diamonds. Yes, sir, fellas. And I'll bet he could just sit down and write out a check for $1 million without even giving him a thought.
Now, that's the sort of pigeon we've been looking for.
It's up to us to demonstrate to this feller that there's plenty of real bad men and heroes in the West.
Well, you think, Brooklyn?
It's worth a try. And if the guy is as rich as this character says he is...
Yeah. Okay, Windy, we'll do it.
You mean it? You'll pretend to be crooks?
Sure. We'll pretend.
And you'll let me be the hero that saves him and stops you?
Sure, Windy, we'll let you stop us. We'll let you stop us as sure as we're from Texas.
Say, now, it looks as though Windy is really getting himself into a predicament this time. Hiring two crooks and practically handing them a chance for a crime. But then we've seen Windy blunder his way through before, so there might be hope yet. Anyway, you'll want to be sure to keep listening when we continue this very unusual adventure in just a moment. Now let's get back to today's adventure, The Ghost Rider.
Well, riders, like I told you, this here rich fella, J. Parsifal Butterball, come out to the Big Bend and right away started making incinerating remarks about the West. Now, being as how I'm a man of action, I got burned up by this. And I decided that even if none of the fellas on the ranch had helped me, I was going to teach that varmint a lesson. But being a man of superior intelligence as well, I decided not to let on to the other riders that I was up to something. No, sir. I was careful not to let them suspect the thing.
Heaven's sake, Windy, will you stop cackling like you're going to lay an egg? What are you up to, anyhow?
Who, me? Why, not a thing, fellas, not a thing.
You'll be up to something, all right, Windman. Otherwise, why you sit there all day with smiling like cat with smaller little mouses, huh?
Oh, now, fellas, I tell you, it's all your imagination. Besides, it's none of your business.
The heck it ain't. When you start off on one of these harebrained schemes of yours, it's everybody's business. Boy, oh boy, when Tex gets after you.
Now, doggone it, Harris. Don't you go tattletaling this to Tex, or I'll...
Or what, you what?
Doggone, why do folks always ask me that? Confuses me.
Well, it happens that Tex already knows. That's why he sent for Bobby a little while ago.
But that ain't fair.
Windy, you know that these schemes of yours always backfire, and we have to pull you out of trouble.
You pull me out of trouble? Why, sure. Fiddling off such remarks.
Well, it's the truth. And we're getting done sick and tired of your lame brain.
Now, you listen here, Irish. So help me out. No, doggone it. This is the one time I ain't going to let you upset my dignity.
Your what?
My dignity. Besides, I got more important things to do than stand here drawing with you.
Things like what?
Like an important meeting in town, if you must know. So just get out of my way now.
Hey, Windy. Windy, wait up a minute.
What better you wait, Windman? Here come Buddy Boy.
Oh, me, I just knowed something had happened at the last minute.
Hey, Windy. I got a message for you. A message from Tex.
Well, little boss, I ain't gonna do it.
Huh? Well, does he do what, Windy?
Whatever job Tex has cooked up to keep me on the ranch tonight.
But he hasn't a job for you.
Eh?
No, he just said for me to give you a warning.
Oh, well. A warning?
Yeah, that's right. He's meant to tell you that he knows that you're mixed up in some sort of scheme. And that you'd better forget it.
Oh, yeah? Well, you just tell him that
Windy,
he can...
Windy, this is Tex we're talking about.
Yeah, well... Oh. Well, doggone it. I ain't stopping even if it is. I ain't giving up my plans for nothing.
Well, and you'll need the rest of his message. He said to tell you that if you go through with your plans anyhow, you're on your own.
Huh?
That's what he said, Windy. If you get into any trouble this time, we're not getting you out of it.
Well, okay, then. That suits me.
Oh, and one more thing. He said that whatever happens, you're not going to make the B-Bar Bean any bad publicity.
And is that all, little boss?
Yep, that's all.
Well, then, you can just tell Tex that whether he helps me or not, Windy Wales is going to uphold the honor and tradition of the West. But now I got places to go, so get up, Mabel.
Oh,
golly, Willie gets crazier by the day.
Sometimes I think he's as dumb as he looks. Yeah, but that's the same, Bobby. If he gets into trouble, this may not end as a laughing matter.
Maybe so we'd be smart to follow him into town, eh?
Yeah, you're right, Hooker. But, golly, what are we standing around for then? Let's get saddled and follow.
Better we stay here, Bobby boy, for he not see us.
Yeah, but what's he up to? Look, who are those two men he's talking?
I don't know, Bobby. But he looks like he knows them. And, hey, look. The three of them are going into that building next to the general store.
Hey, that's where that Butterball fella is staying.
Yeah, he had a couple of servants rented that house.
Oh, golly, then that means Wendy is going through with his plan to teach him a lesson. But what do we do?
Well, there's nothing we can do, Bobby. Nothing but wait out here and just hope that Wendy isn't getting into any trouble in there.
Okay, Brooklyn, make sure the servant is tied up like the other while I go let Wales in.
Okay, Deco, only I still don't get this. Well, why let this Wales carriage in when you're figuring on crossing the meadow?
Oh, it's the easiest way to keep him out of trouble. Mm. We'll just bring him along so he don't get suspicious. Now, just you wait there while I let him in. Okay, Wales, come on in. Get everybody except Butterball himself tied up. He's still upstairs.
Don't hurt you, fella. Sure works fast. And you got them fellas tied up just like he was real crook.
Well, you want it to look real, don't you?
Sure, and we like to oblige, don't we, Decker?
Oh, fellas, I sure appreciate that.
Oh, think nothing of it. Be nothing at all.
Now, you remember the rest of the plan, don't you, fellas?
Yes, sure. Well, we'll go up and give Butterball a scare, and then you come in and chase us out. Right?
Yes, sir. And is this ever going to be a joke on him?
Be a joke on somebody, huh?
Oh, wait, one other thing, Wales. Just to be sure that there ain't any accidents, you better take the shells out of your gun.
Oh, heck, fellas, I'd never shoot you.
Just the same, it's better to be on the safe side. Go on now, take the shells out of your gun.
Okay, if you say so. Yeah, I guess you are right. No sense taking chances.
Yeah, that's what I figured. All right, Brooklyn, you ready?
Ready as they'll ever be.
Okay, then let's go get that photograph.
Yes, sir. You go get him. And, fellas, don't forget to act real scared when I come up.
Yes, sir. Doggone, I just can't wait for this. I just can't wait.
Now, see here. You can't do this to me.
We're doing it. Now, write out that check like we told you.
No. Keep away from me.
I think he needs some persuasion, Decker.
Yeah, but not here. We'll have to take him someplace outside of town where he won't be interrupted. Okay, Brooklyn, tie him up. We'll take him with us.
But you can't do that.
And gag him, too.
Yeah, right.
Now you keep away from me. Don't you dare try to put that thing in my mouth. Don't you.
There we are. That's better. But you better give me a hand with the tie-in, Baker, so we can get out of here.
Take your time. We got plenty of time.
All right, you bargain. Get your hands up.
How do you like that? Kept right on talking even after he was knocked unconscious. No wonder they call him Windy.
He'll talk for a while. Come on. Brooklyn, what are you standing there looking at Wales?
I was just thinking, Decker.
This is the way I always want to remember him. Lying there on the floor with his foot behind his ear. So quiet. So peaceful. That's our own little sleeping beauty.
Well, now, I'd be willing to wager that Windy wouldn't be sleeping so peacefully if he knew what this innocent scheme of his had led to. But even Windy is bound to wake up someday. And when he does, well, that is, just be sure to be listening as we return for the climax of today's very unusual adventure in just a moment. But now let's get back to the Bebop Riders and the climax of today's very unusual adventure, the Ghost Rider and our own Windy Whale.
Yep, that's me, folks. Unconscious as usual. You remember what happened, don't you? How I set out to make that butterball critter sorry for all them nasty remarks he'd made about the rest. Only then, before I knowed what happened, the two fellas I'd got to help me, Decker and Brooklyn, while they crossed me, knocked me out, and set out with Butterball as their captain. Meanwhile...
More better you do it. Quiet, Bobby boy. Anyone see us here in shadows, they'd have to get suspicious.
Oh, you're right there. Oh, golly, we've just got to find out what Wendy's up to. I think maybe we ought to just go ahead into the house.
I don't know, Bobby. I've been thinking about that myself, but I... Oh, look.
Hey, there's three fellows coming out of the house now.
Yeah, what would that be? Could be fellows you see with Windman before. A third man.
Oh, gosh, that third fellow looks like he's sick or something. They're practically having his dragon.
Just nothing, Bobby. He's tied.
Tied? Irish, are you sure?
Same thing in the morning, Bobby. That's Butterball. The fellow that Windy was so mad at.
Oh, golly, then this must be part of Windy's scheme.
Yeah, I see. But where would Windman be?
Oh, golly, wherever he is, he's sure asking for trouble tying Butterball up that way. So we've got to stop this before it goes too far. Or Windy's liable to spend the rest of his life in jail.
The little boss and Irish and Harker rode off after Decker and Brooklyn and their captain. But what they didn't know was that I was still alive and unconscious in the house. That's right, I was still out like a light from where Buck Decker clumped me. And when I finally did come to the
me. Did anyone see which way that elephant went? Hey, what's that thing in front of my face? It's my own foot. But how did it ever get way up here? Oh, me, I got myself entangled. That's better. All them hemp varmints had me tangled up like a pencil. But that reminds me. It's Decker in Brooklyn. They've taken Mr. Butterball with them. Well, they won't get far. No, sirree, not with two gun whales on their trail. Yes, sirree, Riders. Old Winnie Wales is about to take a part in the game. And since I already know where they aim to take Butterball, all I had to do was to get there. Well, that wasn't so easy. First, I tried the door to the room, only it was locked. So then I deducted me a quick deduction and made for the window. Ain't nobody can outthink old Windy Wales. And I was right. Yes, sir. All I had to do was open the window, climb out, and let myself drop stealthily to the ground. Doggone it. Who left that rain barrel there? Well, anyhow, I climbed out of the barrel, wrung myself out, and looked around. But I found I still wasn't free. That was because I was in the courtyard behind the general store without any way out except through the clothes store itself. That didn't stop me. No, sirree. I guess you've heard how them there fictional detectives can pick a lock. Well, I just walked up to the back door of the general store. And luckily, the door was unlocked, so I walked in. But then, Riders, right then, was when an inspiration just up and kicked me right in the face. Yes, sirree. I suddenly realized that them two varmints wasn't likely to take me serious even if I did catch up with them. You see, they don't know what a really tough hombre I am. So I decided to not let them know who I was. But how? Well, I'd wear a mask. So I just looked around for a hunk of cloth, seen one hanging from up in the loft, and give it a yank.
Oh,
miners. When I crawled out from the bags of flour and other stuff that had fallen on me, I was a mess. M-E-S, mess. Yes, sir, you see, I was all wet to begin with from that burned raised barrel. Then when a sack of flour popped open and poured all over me, well, Riders, that flour stuck to me and left me as white as a ghost. But did that drop me? Did it? Well, frankly, it did. But then I said to myself, Whitney Wales, are you a man or a mouse? After we debated the question a while, I finally said to heck with it, made myself a mask and put it on. Then went out through the front of the general store to get my horse stable and start after them. Okay now, Mabel, honey. It's going to be up to you from now on. Don't you know me, Mabel? It's me, your Wendy. No, Mabel, wait. Wait for me. Don't run. Oh, me. I must look so horrible that I even scared poor Mabel off. Oh, well, I guess it ain't too fair to walk to that shack. All right, Pete, get it going. So I started off to that shack where Decker and Brooklyn had taken Mr. Butterball. But what I didn't know was that the little boss and Irish and Harker was there, too. That's right, they'd followed Decker and the others and was hiding outside the shack, trying to figure what to do.
Guys, we can't wait out here anymore.
Yeah, but what do we do about it? Those two are armed. We're not.
Well, one of us will have to go for help to the sheriff. Or...
No, buddy boy. I cannot think that'd be wise. We call in sheriff. Maybe so Windman get in trouble.
Well, but Jolly, we've just got to do something.
Golly, be.
Oh, Irish, what's wrong?
The saints preserve us. Bobby, look. Coming up the road from town. It's a ghost.
A ghost? Oh, now, Irish.
Well, look for yourself. See?
Hey, there is something or someone coming toward the shack. And it does look like a ghost. Oh, this place is all right. Well, let's see what it is.
Well, Bobby boy, if it not be ghost, then what it be? I can never see anything like it in all life.
I don't know, Mike. I don't know. But whatever it is, it's sure heading into trouble. Look, it's going straight toward that shack.
Right foot, left foot, right foot. Last foot. Come on, keep moving. And now, just hope the Decker and Brooklyn don't recognize me. They might misfear them. Well, here goes.
Thanks for the stars!
Holy smokes, take a look. There at the door, what is that?
You there at the door, who are you?
Oh, you mean it's human?
Well, answer me.
I am the Ghost Rider.
Oh, now, listen here.
No, stay where you are, I'll shoot.
Hey, now, put them guns down. We ain't done nothing.
No? Then who's that fella tied up to that chair?
Him? Oh, well, he just...
He is a poor, helpless citizen who you have captured. And I, the Ghost Rider, have come to rescue him.
He's just wacky. The wacky is so dumb that he's important. Hey, you, Ghost Rider, who's that behind you?
Behind me? I don't see nobody.
Hey, but
hey, now, that ain't fair. You tricked me. Now, let go of my arm.
You say it's right back, Brooklyn, don't
you stand
there? Help me!
I just can't believe it. A guy dumb enough to pull that old trick. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. Yeah. Sorry, Decker. Give me a chance to slug
him. Never mind. I'll do it.
Well, doggone, if that ain't something. I ducked and they knocked each other out. Well, now, Mr. Butterball, let me take that bag out of your mouth.
My good man, you saved my life.
Yes, Mr. Butterball. Think I'd love it. That's all a day's work for us now as some heroes. But here, I'll just cut these ropes off you. And now, do you think you can handle these farmers till the sheriff gets here?
Just leave it to me. But you aren't leaving, are you?
I'm afraid I gotta. You know how it is. A hero's work is never done. But one thing first. Are you convinced now that there are bad men and heroes in the modern West?
I certainly am. And I'm going to say so in every newspaper in the country. But tell me so that I can give you credit. Who are you?
Me? Why, ain't you here to me? I'm that famous hero of the West. That helper of the helpless. I am the Ghost Rider. What happened, Riders? The Butterball, he turned them varmints over to the sheriff, and then he wrote a whole story for the papers about what a great place the West is, and particularly about that great hero, the Ghost Rider. But me, well, I didn't dare let nobody know that I was the ghost after Texas Warning. You folks is the first ones I ever did tell. Except, Well, I did try to tell the other riders once, but... You see, Irish was reading about the ghost driver, and although the entire big thing is claiming this newfound hero of the West, no one has yet been able to learn his identity.
Well, if he, I'd sure like to know who this ghost rider really is.
Oh, jolly, yes. I wish now that we'd had a closer look at him that night at the shack.
Whoever he be, he must be a great man.
And what are you talking about, Mindy? Wouldn't you like to know who the ghost rider is?
Well, that is, you see, a boonhouse.
What's it doing?
But there's something the whole West would like to know, Wendy. Who is he? Who is the ghost rider?
Well, fellows, to tell the truth, I am
you, Wendy.
Oh, no.
Oh, you kidding?
You see how it is, riders? Somehow folks just don't realize that I'm a hero.
Brought to you by
Dentine, the gum with breath-taking flavor.
And Beeman's Pepsin, the gum that's great to chew and good for your digestion, too.
And this is Cactus Carl Warren, along with Bobby Benson, Windy Wales and his Wild Tales, and Dex Fletcher, the singing cowboy. And here's Bobby.
Bonus time with Bronco High, scratch your mind, guide your body. From the plains of old Montana to the flowing Rio Grande, singing right in your prayer.
Gallop along, gallop along, gallop along, gallop along. Sing as we ride the prairie sea. Gallop along, gallop along, gallop along, gallop along. We're the riders of the Beebarbee.
Today.
Oh, did you call me, little boss? Oh, it sure is windy. Which reminds me of the time I captured Sweet Potato Smith, the desperate desperado from Desert Gulch.
Tell us about it, Windy.
Well, sir, I was going to do that. I was holding down two jobs at the time. I was assistant to the deputy sheriff, and I was a traveling handkerchief salesman. People around Desert Gulch had to keep their noses clean, I'll tell you that. Well, one day, Sweet Potato Smith escaped from the county jailhouse, and I took off after him because he was the only hombre in town which hadn't bought a handkerchief. Well, I finally trailed him up in the mountains right near the border.
Did you catch him?
Oh, little boss, that maverick was a tricky one. You see, he had himself two horses, and he sent one horse up one mountain, and he and the other horse went up the other.
And you followed the long horse?
In my long career of defending justice, that was the only mistake I ever made. When I got to the top of the mountain, there on the other side of the canyon was Sweet Potato. I was so sad, fellas, I had to reach into my saddlebag and pull out one of my special 50-cent handkerchiefs.
Oh, what a shame.
In fact, I was so sad a 50-cent one wasn't good enough. Had to discard it and use a 75-cent one. Well, anyways, that gave me an idea. You see, there was a big wind blowing right in the direction of Sweet Potato. So I reached in, pulled out one of my extra special dollar-and-a-half tent-size handkerchiefs for ladies and weddings, and opened it up.
What for, Windy?
To make a wind sail. Sure enough, the wind just caught hold of that dollar-and-a-half special and lifted me clean out of the saddle. Next thing Sweet Potato knowed, I was a-floating over his head, telling him to drop his guns. Sweet Potato was stuck right there. I talked him into buying 100.
Chicklet.
Taste the difference when you chew. Flavor on the outside, inside, too.
Chicklet.
Time the difference by the clock. Flavor lingers, tick, tick, tock.
Chicklet.
Count the difference. Count 'em, cousin. Every box, an even dozen.
Chicklet.
Get the big nickel's worth. You can taste the difference, time the difference, count the difference. And whether you chew gum to keep your mouth fresh and clean, or just for the plain fun of chewing it, you'll be better off on every count with Chiclets. They're flavored on the outside, flavored on the inside. With Chiclets, you don't chew the flavor out, you chew the flavor in. That's why the goodness lingers on and on.
They're candy-coated.
Flavor-coated.
Pleasure-coated.
And more fun for your money. So get the big nickel's worth.
Chiclets.
I guess I'll take this old guitar and I belong. Now maybe find a place where I belong. Oh, the fallen hills are green, but those hills I've never seen. So I'll take this old guitar and get along. I'll get along.
I'll get along.
I'll get along.
I'll get along.
Where the moon.
Well, Ryan, till next Sunday at the same time. Adios, amigos.
Adios, Bobby.